Here we go. Welcome to Care to Discuss, and we're back again. And today we have three guests, including me. So that's four. And Josh is back. How are you doing?
I'm just chilling.
And then we have Mr. Father Coach Science, the first PhD MD, the first. How are you doing, Coach?
I think I need some more titles.
You need more acronyms, or no, it's not acronyms. You need more abbreviations after your name so you make more money.
There's a direct correlation to abbreviations behind your name and pay.
You just need to drag it on for as long as you can. Dude. So doctor, champion, what else can we do? Because Joey's not a champion, but you are. So you can put doctor champion.
So Mr. Father, doctor...
daddy
champion,
first of his name, father of dragons,
breaker of chains,
two-time champion. You're a two-time champ with dodgeball.
True.
And those were the glory days. Who has more titles, our coach or Daenerys Targaryen? That's the real question.
Coach, for sure.
Coach,
easy.
Does.
That's an easy one.
All day. Oh, Daenerys is dead. Who's that voice? Is that Joey back from the IRS?
It's me.
John.
What? You're back?
John, I'm here. I made it from the IRS with my money.
So how did it happen?
I carved a hole in the wall with a stone hammer, and I crawled through a mile of sewage.
Of filth. And...
But I'm here.
Did you sell at Disney World?
I did.
Or in Zihuatanejo.
Zihuatanejo, yep.
Did you ever meet up with your dude, or no?
Nah, he never showed up.
Oh, what a jerk.
Here's the thing. I love The Shawshank Redemption. The fact that the stupidest part about that movie is that he just casually mentioned this tree in a field one time and hoped that Morgan Freeman would show up there. Like,
wow.
The most vague description when
he
finds it.
He was like, I used to hang out of this tree in a field. Anyway.
Spoiler.
Spoiler. If you haven't watched Shawshank Redemption yet, do that.
Did that come out like the '70s?
1994.
I think it was in the 1000s.
Oh, so it's more recent than I.
It's recent, but it's still like 20 years old. Let me look it up.
It's 1993.
That's
1994. Your
favorite movie? It could be, but it's not.
It's Troy's
great movie.
Troy's numero uno. Dark Knight's probably the worst movie I've ever seen.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, that's definitely at the bottom of the list.
The real question is, how many times have I watched The Dark Knight in the last 3 years? Not enough. And then
that's because you don't like
not at all. And I've watched Shawshank Redemption like 4 times.
Yeah,
so
great movie.
It's either I don't like being happy, or I just like the
Shawshank Redemption
more.
Or you're just in denial.
I'm in denial. I'm in the stages of grief already.
Anyways.
Oh, yeah. So welcome back, Joey, or Johnny, boy. We had the draft. This is nice to see you or hear you. So the NFL draft happened. It seems like that's the most important thing to us.
Yeah. Well, technically, it's still happening.
Oh, whoa. I didn't even, like, watch it. So...
And well, anything after their third round, is it really that important?
Yeah, no one cares.
I mean, Dak Prescott came out of the fourth round, so, I mean...
Exactly. Yeah, but we're
talking about relevant people, Troy.
Tom Brady.
There you go.
Yeah, okay, but no one knew who Tom Brady was.
Oh, yeah.
No one knew who I was until he put the mask on. No one knew who Tom Brady was until he won
five
Super
Bowls. Going back to the Dark Knight.
Whoa.
It's true.
Those are facts, man. So, we're gonna have our thoughts today, guys. But there were some. The draft was a good time. That's all I know. We're gonna go through. Go on.
Well, right out the gate, I think that we should give some honorary mentions to my boy Zach Wilson, second pick. He's gonna get eaten alive in New York.
I loved the video that was going around. He was like Zach Wilson looking for all the Mormons, or wondering why he's not in Utah anymore.
Yeah, he's like standing with like all the other first rounders, and you know they're all dark skin, they're all black, and he's like the only white guy there at draft night. And he's like looking around, like, and it's like,
who are these people? Utah,
not in Utah anymore.
I mean, who are the real winners of the draft? Zach Wilson's teammates, because his mom is hot. So there's that.
I can't wait to see the first game where he actually plays, because I want to know if the commentators are going to do the same thing that they did all through the BYU seasons, where they just talk about his mom the whole time.
Oh, my gosh. So is she the...
You know, he grew up to be a Utah fan. Not many people know this.
Oh, well, going back to Zach Wilson,
yeah,
you know, I think he's talented. Like what I've been hearing is he's got like that Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes-esque kind of talent, or arm talent.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, if that if he can get that to translate to the NFL, I mean, he's going to be fantastic. I just worry because he's going to the Jets that he won't develop right, and he's just going to get destroyed.
I think that he has the raw talent, but he's really going to need some, like, direction. And I know, like, the Jets have gotten new – I think they got, like, a new offensive coordinator or something. So maybe they'll be able to steer him in the right direction. But, you know, I don't know. Hopefully he doesn't stay there too long.
My favorite thing about this is that, like, Colin Cowherd is still in denial that Sam Darnold is a garbage quarterback, so he's been hating on Zach Wilson the whole time he thought about the draft. So he's still obsessed with that. But I mean, Zach Wilson, they've drafted some linemen and they drafted a lineman, a back, and a receiver, didn't they? The Jets did.
They traded up for a lineman. They I think they got that USC Tucker.
Oh, okay.
I like 14. And they they already had like a – so like their whole left off side of the offensive line is actually pretty solid, because they drafted offensive line last year, I think.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the left side can protect him.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean
– I think their offense will be fine, to be honest. It's just if their defense can do their part.
Well, who do they even have at receiver? They have – Crowder?
They have no one.
Who's even their running back? Le'Veon Bell?
Gore? Tell you. They have Le'Veon Bell or Frank Gore. Here, let me look this up.
So, Frank Gore, who's 50?
Mm-hmm. Is Wilson going to be starting, or
do they have no...
They traded Sam Darnold.
That's crazy.
He's on your team, yeah.
That's true. That's going to be an interesting thing, too.
Because they traded Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah. Which also was an interesting trade. I thought they were going to stick with Bridgewater, Corey Davis. To be honest.
Oh, Corey Davis is average.
Man, I just want to see the depth chart. They put everyone in alphabetical order, not in Madden order. So they don't put quarterback, running back, receiver. But they put everyone in, like, stupid positions, like in alphabetical order. Like, get out of here. All right, there Josh it is. Dotson. ESPN knows what it's doing.
Who'd you just
say? He's gonna start.
Josh Dotson. Dotson.
Oh,
he used to play for TCU, didn't he?
Yeah, TCU. Yeah.
Played for the team that must not be named.
The Cowboys?
No, the football team.
Four.
Oh, not four Giants.
Oh, three.
It's three football team.
So yeah, they have Frank Gore.
Wow. Wait, whatever happened to Le'Veon Bell? Oh, he's at the Chiefs. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got cut within the season.
That's right.
Smart move by Le'Veon Bell to not, like, show up or anything.
Oh, yeah. Get paid and then go win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Or, lose to in a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, it's the closest thing that – who'd have thought that, Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell would make it to a Super Bowl before the Steelers did, but on a different team, so. By the way, Trevor Lawrence got drafted, and I think no one really – he's the worst part about it was that they took, like, 85 years to make the decision.
Yeah, they took they were going to get Trevor Lawrence. The whole time.
That's something that loser teams do. They get all this.
They were debating either him or Tim Tebow.
Yeah. They're going to say, oh, how can you get, man.
I feel like it's double jeopardy to go. Oh, gosh. I hate Tim Tebow.
It was either getting Lawrence team. A sure safe pick or draft a leader for your locker room.
Yeah. Oh. A terrible one. The one that hires murderers and.
Can I just say the Jags' second pick, I think, is horrible.
Who'd they pick?
Yes, you're allowed to.
I mean, they chose, like, Travis, the running back out of Clemson.
Etienne. Interesting.
They
have a 1,000-yard rusher.
Yeah, and he was, like, an undrafted player. So, I mean, why are you drafting a running back in the second round when you should be looking at other positions, like protecting your franchise quarterback you just drafted.
Hey,
or getting him some weapons on the outside because they don't really have any receivers over there.
Yeah, so that pick to me makes no sense. What I think that's a wasted pick.
Yeah,
like a huge whiff on that one.
What do you guys think about Atlanta with Kyle Pitts?
Oh, with Kyle Pitts,
I love it. I love it. Great
that?
Pick. Great.
Here,
pick.
Here's the take that I have. Matt Ryan is still playing quarterback, so there's that. He has a noodle arm, and yeah.
No, but we went over Matt Ryan's stats last podcast.
Yeah, and he actually stats from what Connor was saying.
He had good stats. He had like a 93 QBR last season. He threw for like 4,000 yards. Had like 20-something touchdowns. He was solid.
It's the meme, but like the Falcons, when they lose, they don't lose by much.
Numbers don't lie.
Yeah.
All right. So
they can keep up with the other team. It's just they can't finish.
Yeah, but it's like they're too good on paper.
Yeah.
And they only have one ball to pass. And, well, they don't have any running back, so it doesn't matter if I did.
Yeah, I mean, they can throw the ball, that's for sure.
So, I mean, Kyle Pitts is fast. He's not really a tight end. He's more of a receiver. But, I mean, it works out for them. It depends. We'll see how it works because they still are paying Matt Ryan and Julio Jones. But if they suck next year, they can just get a quarterback.
Yeah, I know they were looking. They were taking offers for Julio. Did that ever come to fruition for anything?
No, they didn't. Now the draft is pretty much over. If they were going to trade away Julio, they would have traded away during the draft
to get some picks
before it. Yeah, like why trade for next year's picks? And
honestly, like their receiving is phenomenal. Kyle Pitts, from what I've seen, is like he's like a generational tight end, like next level talent.
That's true. Like you can't like argue with that.
Like he's like a hybrid tight end wide receiver. So I mean, it's gonna be hard to cover the Atlanta Falcons offensively.
Yeah, I might draft.
You got Calvin Ridley, Julio Jones, and now you got Kyle Pitts. So it's like
yeah. And then they'll have Julio. They'll have even when Julio retires, you still have two elite, potentially elite players. So that makes sense. Then.
granted, they have no running game and they have no secondary, but
yeah,
they might be able, they might be able to put 50 on the scoreboard just like the Cowboys.
As long as you, hey, you know, as long as you score more than the higher 50 and you give up the lower 50, it don't matter. You know, it's all big. The NFL is going to turn into Big 12 football anyway, so who cares? Mm-hmm. So,
and I'm so ready for that day to happen.
I mean, as a fundamental, since now I've been in the, unfortunately, I've been brainwashed into liking to run the football. Now I'm turning into one of the running the football guys.
I formation.
It's kind of, the I formation. Nothing's better than the fullback, man, and the tight end. I've been learning about that.
The forward pass is a mistake.
I mean, only thing a tight end is just an extra tackle on the line that can sometimes catch a ball when you need it to. So I don't like wide receivers playing the tight end right now, like Kyle Pitts. But here's the running. That's Coach Redneck Flocka only running. Wow. So
yeah, I don't know, because Kyle Pitts is obviously like a more offensive tight end, like not a blocking tight end. So
oh yeah,
I guess there's like that disadvantage to it.
I mean,
but they don't have a running game anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
That's probably why they end up getting him anyways.
Yeah,
he doesn't
work on what you have.
They just have to spread him out and just run it up the middle.
QB, yeah, it's like QB run.
Exactly. The next person, are we still with the Falcons? I think now
I'm moving past them. I was going to say
Trey Lance was drafted instead of Mac Jones at 3.
Which I agree with.
I agree with, absolutely.
I would have probably taken Justin Fields personally at 3.
Well, they were saying, or the Niners were saying that Trey Lance psychological test, and he was the smarter out of the ones that were left.
Interesting.
So I think that was a big influence on why they chose him. So.
So what psych, like as in, I don't, what does that test do? What is it measuring?
I don't know. I saw, I believe it was Adam Schefter that tweeted that out.
Okay,
I have no idea what their
IQ test or that's interesting.
And interesting. It's like a, and Kyle, the coach of the 49ers, is the one that's going to –
Kyle Shanahan?
Kyle Shanahan, yeah. He's the one that – I mean, they made it seem like he just wanted a yes man at quarterback, someone that just won't ruin the game like Jimmy Garoppolo does.
Yeah.
But someone that's not stupid. I guess that was a standard of excellence. If he was just going to pick the smartest dude, even if it was like a dude from Navy. It's like, all right, this is the smartest guy. I'm getting this guy. But Jamar Chase was drafted by the Bengals, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of that?
Go on.
Like, Joe Burrow got destroyed
last
season because he didn't have an offensive line.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
I was totally expecting them to get an offensive line, like, or to draft protection. And they're like, nah, we're just going to get some more offensive power. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. Jamar Chase is a great pick. Great wide receiver. Probably the best wide receiver.
It's like what happened with
the what?
Oh, we lost John.
Oh, Joey. He died. He lost us. Yeah.
So Jamar Chase, I think, like, kind of like what Connor was saying, he's a great pick, but you can't get somebody the ball if you don't have time. So yeah, I'm surprised they didn't take that that Sewell from Oregon, because he was clearly the best offensive lineman or offensive tackle in the league or in the draft. So kind of surprises me that they didn't want to do that to protect their quarterback. But I guess when you have a shiny penny laying down on the ground in front of you, you got to pick it up instead of the dollar. I don't know.
Right.
Wow. That was very profound. I've never heard of that before. That's amazing.
That's like Jerry Jones to a T.
It is. It is. But I mean, hey, you know, best team on paper sells, you know.
Oh, that's 100%. What sells tickets.
It sells that football stadium. That's all I know. But Joe Burrow is gonna look like Kimi Kamiguchi from Backyard Baseball by the time he's owned his career. He'll be in a wheelchair. So then,
at the end of the day, you know.
Where, Joey?
Oh, there's Joey.
Hey, sorry, I cut up. At the end of the day, Chase is gonna sell more jerseys. No one wants to buy a jersey of a offensive lineman.
Oh yeah.
Well, you don't even see those in the store. You don't even have the option to do that.
Yeah, do they even make those?
Yeah, so if I'm an owner, I want to make as much money as I can. I'm going to get the guy, he's going to sell jerseys.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, Cincinnati looks nice. I mean, that quarterback wide receiver duo looks good, and they got Joe Mixon at running back. I mean, so like they're offensively, they look nice.
Right.
They have all the big names on fantasy.
Yeah, Joe Mixon is always he made me so mad last year on fantasy.
What a bummer. When you have the Ravens, it's coming at you. You don't really can't really do much without with their heavy blitz packages. Oh,
yeah.
I mean, I don't think they even would need to blitz. They would just have to rush three passers, and then they still get through the line. So that's like the ultimate weapon. If you don't need any blitzing to get through for passing. But, like, the Sewell dude went to Detroit. And then, Johnny Boy. How do you feel about your corners?
I think it was a good pick. We definitely had a interception problem last year. I do kind of wish that we got an offensive lineman to just help the quarterback out.
You guys had an interception problem?
Yeah.
I can't imagine it's lower than Texans. I seriously think the Texans had two interceptions all season.
Yeah.
And I think they both came.
I don't know.
All right. So we get the stats. Let's see it.
I don't know.
Man, Joey, I don't know if you hear pro. I'll be stat boy, bro. Football reference. Carolina. Or seasons. Here, that's a better one. 2020. Terrible time. Passing defense. All right, don't show me this. No. Oh, there it is. We're almost there. We're very close. And all right, so interceptions, passing. The Texans had three, and you undersold them, and then you got the Panthers with a massive number of seven.
Yeah.
Wow. So who did the Panthers draft? Oh, they got a JC Horn, right?
JC Horn, yeah.
So some bum from South Carolina. How many interceptions did he have in college?
Let's go see. Probably zero.
He had two.
Oh, nice.
Joey, you guys just went from 7 to 9.
Yeah.
I've learned that. Corners are good if they're Deion Sanders or Darrell Revis, but then.
Or I've learned Ed Reed.
Well, he was a whole. Oh, wow. Just, wow. I'm going to cut off my MLB The Show game. I'm losing by a lot. I'm losing 4-0, and I have no hits, so I'm done with this. Holy crap. All right. So yeah,
that sounds like the game I beat you in. The game I beat you in with Griffey.
Ken Griffey.
Dude, Griffey. Man, MLB Griffey. The Show is so hard. Wow. And Griffey, I mean, I'm a goat at it. I could probably beat them all. If you get me on serious mode, I beat anyone in the nation all day.
I don't know about that. If he cheats, maybe.
I don't know. I beat you, so your statement's invalid.
Okay, whatever. I mean, I guess the Cowboys wanted a corner, and so the dumb side of the fan base decided to cry about not getting a corner like J.C. Horn. But I mean, it don't matter. What's gonna happen is that we're gonna at the time before we draft the elite pass rushers and run stoppers. Mm-hmm. Who cares? We're gonna give up 17,000 yards on. And the
Cowboys shouldn't have gotten J.C. Horn anyway because the Panthers got him.
Exactly.
The Broncos chose Patrick Surtain just to get at the Cowboys.
Exactly. See,
that's hilarious.
The Broncos have done this for a couple of years. Like, they're like, oh, dude, they have here. I'll look up the last few drafts, first rounds. Since they drafted Paxton Lynch, since then they've intentionally skipped on every single quarterback in the first round because like they're so scared of drafting a first round quarterback and having them suck. So
yeah, well, what's their quarterback doing for them?
Well, the Jets aren't afraid to do it. They do it every year.
Yeah, I mean it's been a cycle for the Jets, like. Chad Pennington, then they had maybe Kellen Clemens, and then they had Mark Sanchez, Geno Smith, Sam Darnold, now this bum.
So, but speaking of the Cowboys, Troy, what do you think about them trading away their spot to the Eagles?
I mean, So this is what happened. Jerry Jones had been loving and clamoring over Kyle Pitts and all these things, and he talked himself into a hole. He could have gotten every single Eagle first round pick, but instead he wanted to be a little petty and be like, "All right, here's a third round pick." And you know, it's what the Eagles got for him. I mean, he's the same size as a middle school backup. He's like 5'8" and like,
I mean, he's good.
And I mean, yeah, he's so good until he has to play, you know, Micah Parsons and getting lit up all day.
When he's I don't think there's any evidence to support that. I'm not sure if they even ever played each other.
Here, I'll give you here. You know what Dante Shrimp's real name is? He's actually a crustacean. He's a shrimp. He is Dante Shrimp. Not Devonta. It's Dante Shrimp. And by the way, he isn't a jumbo shrimp. He's a popcorn shrimp. He only gets fried when he runs slants up the middle. Oh wait. Oh. Okay. We'll go see the Randy Moss stats in the Thanksgiving. 3 touchdowns. Last time I checked, how many Super Bowls did Randy Moss win for the Vikings? Nothing. So the Eagles, they just prove time and time again they don't know how to draft. They think they're so smart every single year. But nope, they're just stupid.
I mean, Devontae Smith, like, he's prolific. And you can't deny his greatness out of college. But even when they play the Cowboys, who's going to guard him?
Sure. It doesn't matter.
He's going to torch the Cowboys secondary. No one's going to be able to guard it.
I mean, okay, but Jalen Hurts is just going to throw noodle bombs up to Keanu Neal this year. So
that's like, fair.
It's going to be.
We don't even know how good Jalen Hurts is going to be. So
that's very true.
I mean, he's going to be throwing jackpots to our linebackers because he can't make it over the middle. So
what happened? Did we lose someone?
Josh. I think he might come back in, but
hopefully. You offended him, Troy.
Good. Oh, wait. We haven't even talked about his team.
No. Let's see how he's doing. No. Well, it's we're ways away.
Oh, yeah. We're so far away.
They did.
Go on.
I was going to say, yeah, we had the Texans. They didn't get it. They didn't get many picks.
No.
Justin Fields
was a
thing.
Are you back?
Oh, there he is.
Yeah, there we go. I don't know what the heck was going on.
It's the government trying to catch us.
They're trying to shut us down.
It's the man.
So, moving on, the Bears got Justin Fields. What do you guys think about that?
Great pick.
I mean,
excellent pick.
Yeah.
I think that's the one thing about this draft that was so nice was the first round was so satisfying.
Oh, yeah.
Like, very entertaining. Teams that you wanted to, like, get certain players got the players. And, like, with all the quarterbacks being drafted, like, the teams that you thought were going to get them, like, got their franchise quarterback. So it was just, like, satisfying to watch.
Yeah, and the Bears traded up for this, too.
They gave up a lot, though.
They worked for it.
But that's what the Bears do. They spend a – go on.
I'm just saying, like, they moved up, what, 9 spots to the Giants? Yeah. 11? I mean, they gave up a lot. Like, a first-round pick next year, a fourth-round pick next year, their 20th pick this year, and another pick this year. Like, 4 picks.
Yeah, but, you know, they need that quarterback.
Oh, 100%. Hopefully it pans out better than Mitchell.
The last couple?
Mitchell Trubisky, poor dude.
Yeah, seriously.
All right, now he's a backup.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So Penn State honestly, alum. What's gonna happen, right? It's gonna be it's looking like Justin Fields landed himself into another Georgia Bulldog situation, and it looks like he has Nick Foles to compete with and Andy Dalton to compete with, 2 5 stars, right? Yeah. And then you have Justin Fields trickle in. The only thing the Bears will do will probably put him as a personal protector in a big game against the Packers to lose the division. And then he'll find a way to transfer away from that and go to the Packers.
Ooh.
And then become the super evil lord of to replace Aaron Rodgers after Jordan Love decides to retire 5 minutes later. So, and then he'll decide to play really well for the Packers and make it to the championship and get blown out by probably the Chiefs, the next dynasty coming through. So,
yeah.
I'm ready for that storybook to unfold. And he's a bum for leaving Georgia. So, I kind of want to see him fail because
I want to see him fail because he's an Ohio Stater.
I want to see him fail because he's a traitor.
Mm-hmm.
He turned coats. He went from one red to an uglier red. Like, I mean, he went to a place with a helmet. I mean, he went to a Buckeye. That's a nut. So I don't like that. I mean, it's a gay nut. So
that's gotta be one of the worst mascots, right?
I mean, the Stanford Cardinals one.
The tree.
It's a damn tree.
A tree.
So, and it's like it's not even a nice tree. It's like a spooky tree.
That should be another Notre Dame was kind of stupid. The Fighting Irish. Like,
I mean,
what does that mean?
Hold up. And also, Notre Dame is in France.
Segment on that.
The Notre Dame Fighting Irish and Notre Dame. Is in France, so
yeah. What's going
on? It's like the biggest misconception in the world of history of the world. I mean, now I'm looking up nicknames for colleges. Dang it!
That should be a whole different segment. Let's get back to the
draft. Anyways.
Oh yeah,
this is taking us forever. Anyway, tell us. Micah Parsons, Troy.
Micah Parsons. he's an elite linebacker that can play all over the field and win Super Bowls for the Cowboys. At least 27 of them. Because he's not ever going to get injured. He's going to take away the cowboy collar of Leighton Vander Esch and spike it into his knees so he can be the next Sean Lee. And then he'll leave the Cowboys, and the Cowboys will be elite after they get rid of their their revolving door of white linebacker that's overhyped when he's not playing, and when he's there, he wins. The Cowboys suck, so he sucks.
Do you think he's gotten over that habit of raping his teammates?
I can look past that because, I mean...
Does one ever get over that habit?
I mean, that's a very Deshaun Watson type of question to ask, but...
at least Parson keeps it in the team.
Yeah, he does. I mean, hey, you know, gotta keep it in the locker room. It's honestly a leadership issue. Like, whoever the leader's in the locker room allows it to happen. So, I mean, that's an inward reflection of the leadership. That's a Tim Tebow question. So,
well, you know, Penn State has had trouble with that.
Yeah. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Yeah. And yeah, totally. Then I am done. I mean, I know Michael Parsons is going to be an elite Super Bowl winning, 15-time Super Bowl winning champion. So I'm so ready for it. Mac Jones got drafted by the Patriots by our evil, sinister Emperor Belichick.
What a that great was a
call.
That what was a great pick.
Yeah.
The fact that he fell to 15.
I mean, I'm not that worried because I don't like the Patriots, but I was so worried that they were just going to stick with Cam. You know, Cam was good for a couple of years, but he's not who he used to be.
Yeah, I mean, he decided to win the MVP and then forgot how to play football the rest of his career. So
yeah, forgot how to play football.
Yeah, he's like, you know what? Too.
He just didn't care anymore. He doesn't want to play football.
He just wants to dab.
Yeah,
but that's at least 5 years old.
Just wants
he's been to dabbing on the wrong field, so he's been dabbing in the whatever hookah lounge he's hanging in. So
yeah, but, so it's too bad for him, but good for the Patriots.
Any surprising things in the first round that happened? Hey, Josh, how did
I liked how the Steelers got Najee Harris. That was a good pick.
Yeah, because they lost James Conner and they just filled him with Najee Harris. He'll be a great running back.
I think so too.
Generally, Alabama running backs are pretty good. Generally.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I mean, good thing they got rid of the cancer of the team for the Steelers. And
my gosh.
And they found the cure called Najee Harris. So there's that.
There you go.
Wow.
The Giant. Oh, the four Giants. Got a receiver, and they have already four on the team, so that's weird.
Connor, what do you think about Zavin Collins?
I'm gonna be honest with you. They drafted him, and I was like, "Who the is this guy?" So
who is
this
guy?
Supposedly, he's pretty good. I don't know. We'll see.
He's got the number one position rank.
The Cardinals already had like two good linebackers.
Yeah.
I thought maybe they would go secondary, but we'll see. Supposedly this guy's a pretty solid back, linebacker, pretty versatile. So like he can go all like, he can be an edge.
He's an outside dude too. So he might be like a,
I think the Cardinals are going to have a good season. They've been making a lot of good decisions in the off season.
Oh, it's our year. We're going all the way. Yeah. There's without a doubt.
Yeah, they're going to be good.
Dude, I know the feeling, dude.
Without a doubt. Wait, Troy, do you know that feeling this year?
Oh, I mean, I know the feeling of having a really good team and then getting completely booty stomped. Oh, I know high expectations, dude. You'll know.
Oh, I definitely have high expectations. The only way that that it goes bad is if Kyler Murray sucks.
Yeah, that's true.
And I mean,
Kyler Murray has a down year, if he has a down year, yeah, their season's over.
I mean, Blaine Gabbert's still chilling though. No, wait,
I think they got AJ McCarron. I think he has the backup.
Yeah, that's cool.
Did I see that right? We might have to look that up.
Maybe the Texans got rid of him too.
Josh, I was going to say, I'm looking up and down this list for the first draft pick or the first round picks, and I'm not seeing the Texans in here at all.
Yeah, you should go to the second round. You'll do the same thing.
Huh. What's going on here?
Well, like, how did they –
wait,
they
how
trade
did they
for
trade
this
that
person?
Away? Yeah. Was that for
When we signed Laramie Tunsil, we gave away our first-round pick.
Tunsil?
And our second-round pick.
And wow. Second round.
For him and what's that wide receiver? Stills?
Kenny Stills.
All right, wow. So I see you guys got a new quarterback, Davis Mills. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I have no idea who that fetcher is.
It seems like it's a person you create in your NCAA 06 game.
He's auto created, and he's the guy that you automatically take out of the game so you can put your guy in.
Exactly. I see. Okay.
You don't even give him
about,
a chance.
It's a. Like,
this
I mean,
is their backup. This is their backup in case their preferred guy goes to jail.
Well, our preferred guy is not even going to be on the team anymore.
That's true.
Here's the thing. You know, we drafted Nico Collins as well. Who the hell that guy is, I don't know, from Michigan. 2 years ago, it might have been 2 or 3 years ago. We draft Watson and Hopkins, right? Not in the same draft, obviously, but we get Hopkins and Watkins – Watson and Hopkins.
Good pick.
One of them.
Okay. We end up drafting both of them. Now this draft, we get Nico Collins and Davis Mills, same positions. That's what we went from.
They're going to be just as good, I bet.
Sad.
Both quarterbacks? These are both quarterbacks?
No, Nico Collins is a receiver from Michigan, and they clearly couldn't catch the ball over there.
He has a 13
Michigan
overall –
Michigan doesn't know how to play football there either.
13 position rank and a 76 overall rank.
He is 6'4", 215 pounds, so we'll see. Maybe he can replace Will Fuller.
Where did Will Fuller go?
Miami.
Miami's looking pretty good.
Yeah, they're gonna be solid.
Well, they've set themselves. They've been playing 5D chess with this draft, man.
They've been playing the tortoise. Everyone's been hairing around, and he's just been lying back and wait.
They've just been collecting picks.
Offensively, they look pretty good.
Yeah, they have Jalen Waddle, Will Fuller out there. I mean, they may have a nice squad over there.
As long as Tua doesn't suck.
I mean,
his hip doesn't fall off.
Imagine like doing what the Dolphins are doing, and you get Tua, who's a complete bum. And then you suck for the rest of the life. So,
yeah, they shouldn't have gotten rid of Fitzmagic.
I mean, he is magical.
So, have you made any decisions, Josh? What are you going to do this next season?
I'm still contemplating on what I'm going to do.
You're talking
but,
to people,
but I do have a vent that I have to get off my chest.
Tell us about this vent. Okay.
We're here.
So let me pull this up real quick. So just give me a second.
Okay.
So we traded our
You mean the Texans.
So the Texans, yes. So yeah. Texans traded their fourth round draft pick, 109th overall.
Right.
Plus the fifth round selection. And a 2022 fourth round draft pick for the 89th draft pick in this draft to get Nico Collins.
That was a trade up?
We gave the Panthers four draft picks.
Oh, well, that's nice.
To draft the 89th player at Nico Collins.
Why did they want Nico Collins so bad?
What the hell is that?
I think Jack Easterby just doesn't like going to the draft, and so he's trying to get rid of him also.
Oh, my gosh. How are you going to give up four draft picks for the 89th overall pick?
it That's started off as a joke, but honestly, I think that this guy Westerby or whatever his name is, I honestly think that he hates the Texans and he wants to take them down from the inside.
That's exactly what he's gonna do.
Because he came from He came from New England, and whenever the Patriots, the first go around, when they stopped winning Super Bowls and they kept on losing to the Broncos, he sent Josh McDaniels over there so he could burn them from the inside, and then he comes back crawling right back into the same position. So I think that's what's going to happen with Jack Easterby. He lost one game to the Texans when they were like, when the Patriots were like allegedly a really good team and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they saw that with Deshaun Watson. He's like, I got to destroy this team. So Jack, you go over there, beat the absolute crap out of their roster, make up this fake story. Never mind. The Deshaun Watson thing just fell into his lap.
Yeah, it really did. It really
and
did.
Jack was just going to go right back into being a general manager for the Patriots. So. Mm,
very tricky. I mean, looking at this, it looks like the Panthers got a BYU player for an offensive tackle, Brady Christensen.
He's bringing some holiness into the team.
Yeah,
that's good. That's what they need. Hey, they also
hopefully you can create holes.
They also got Chuba Hubbard.
Chuba Hubbard.
Sounds like a dude from Oklahoma State.
Yeah, he is gonna be a baller out there. That dude's good, man.
I think he also has ran like 17 billion yards or had a bunch of carries at Oklahoma State. They probably ran him like a horse, but because they're the only team in the Big 12 that ran.
Was he the one who had like the record? He broke a record or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. He has like Big 12 record, I think, for rushing yards.
Who had that previously? Adrian Peterson?
Probably Barry Sanders. If I had to like put money on it, that's ridiculous, but
That's crazy. Yeah, he might turn out to be a stud.
And if he has the record, he ran for 2,000 yards in 2019. And then his freshman year, he ran for 740. In his senior year, he ran for 625. So I do not know what happened, but it happened.
We have the Packers picking up Amari Rodgers, and, you know, that just can't be a coincidence.
Yeah.
With Aaron Rodgers wanting to leave the team, and they just happened to pick up another A. Rodgers.
I love that.
That has to be a flex.
I love that.
Right? Aaron Rodgers is going to get cut, and they're just going to give that other dude number 12 just to punch him right in the face.
They're going to sell so many Amari Rodgers jerseys just because people won't know who they're buying.
How many girlfriends are going to be buying guys Rodgers 12 jerseys and not realizing it's the wrong Rodgers?
I love that.
Hey, at least his jersey wouldn't have to go on sale. They could just keep them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Do you guys have any opinions on this whole jersey renumbering thing that they're doing?
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
They won't let running backs wear the number 69.
Wow.
No, that's your take. Only fat people can wear 69 on a football field. Like, for real. The fattest dude always wears the 69. It's just
their I'm a little upset about it because I just last year memorized all the numbers so I know who everyone was. And then now it doesn't matter anymore.
Honestly, I believe the NFL has been – they had this perfect system with, like, 32 teams, 16 games, 8 divisions.
Yeah. 17 four games.
Or 4 divisions in each conference, 2 conferences.
It was all divisible.
All divisible by 8. And then they kind of wanted to screw around with the playoffs, so they only did 12 teams. But it's at that point where I'm like now they're trying to ruin the numbering system. I'm like, I don't want to see Ezekiel Elliott wear number 15. I don't think he's going to throw the football. And I don't like Tim Tebow, so he wears number 15. And then you see, like, some fool again at quarterback, where number 22, like that bum from, what is it, Friday Night Lights, or Jared Lorenzen, RIP.
Can't even win the game in Friday Night Lights.
Yeah. What a loser. But then there's – but, I mean, it could be cool. But every brand new corner is going to have number one. I'm like,
right.
You can't have a – I want to see how the hierarchy goes, like, because I know right now it's like if you're a good player, like the skilled players want to get the lowest number, so they want like number 20 or 21, 22, and all the bums get like 46 and 39 and numbers like that.
Yeah,
like the receivers have been like getting the team numbers for quite a while, so. I mean, I accept change. If the Cowboys win the Super Bowl out of it, I'm all for it.
I don't care what number you wear. I don't think the numbers in the jerseys are going to affect if they go to the Super Bowl or not, Troy.
Exactly. It's the players that wear them. I've been following the same color jerseys for so long.
In the case of the Cowboys, I don't think that's the case either.
Yeah.
Maybe it would be a morale booster for the Cowboys.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, Jerry Jones will make at least a couple billion more dollars from it just to sell me that they're going to win the Super Bowl and only wind up winning four. So I don't care.
They need a morale booster. What they're doing. They're just going to make, you know, they're just going to get a lot more jersey sales off of it because now everyone's jersey is going to be outdated.
Get different numbers.
It's like when they move from Reebok to Nike, they're going to make everyone buy a new jersey.
Oh, 100%.
I like it though. I would love to see like Vince Wilfork wear a number one jersey. That would be phenomenal. Like almost a 400-pound guy wearing number one. I think that is fantastic. I would love to see that.
Matt Rhule, when he used to coach at Temple, the coach for the Panthers, he used to give the fat guys, like the best defensive linemen, the low numbers. They get a low number of their choice.
Mm-hmm.
So if like they're named team captain or something, so like the big, like the captains are the ones with the low numbers. So sorry, linemen, offensive linemen. But everywhere else on the field will get like a low, like you'll see like a number three and the dude's like 306 pounds. So he does that for something. But those are always fun ones. But Vince Wilfork was so fat. I can visually see the ESPN body issue of him. It's either him or Prince Fielder. So they're both like behemoths.
Very large men.
I mean, large is just an understatement. They're just gigantic. Like, they take a couple of steps, and I gotta watch out for a tsunami. And I live in the desert. But yeah, man. What's the state of the union for the Cardinals right now with your draft? Are you satisfied or are you chilling, Connor?
Honestly, I didn't have high expectations for the draft. Not just because the team is already in a good
stacked.
Yeah. They're in a good spot. Like, they don't have any major holes in positions. I don't know, maybe offensive line. Maybe secondary as well, but overall the team is stacked. That's why that's why I have high expectations. We're going to the Super Bowl with the amount of talent that we have. I mean, granted, the division that the Cardinals play in is the best division in the NFL, so like they're already kind of at a disadvantage. But
right,
I mean, the most priceless currency in sports is hope. You know,
you're low on that currency.
I mean, I want to be all zen about it because, I mean, I know how it feels, but I think, just have the hope. And then, but just don't put the expectation that they care as much as you do because they never do.
Oh, I know.
They're always out to get you.
But, you know, the thing is, like, you know, if the Cardinals do flop the season, they have no one to blame but themselves. They had every opportunity.
Oh, 100%.
gotta, you know, grab it by the horns and win.
I think the only thing that they could blame is the division they're in, because they could go, they could win 11 games and still miss the playoffs.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean,
right. I mean, they're just in such a tough division, and
they got to transfer.
It'll suck when I know it's gonna suck when the Eagles or Cowboys
Washington football team
win eight games and host a playoff game or seven games.
Because let's look at it, like, their division. Russell Wilson with the Seahawks. Mm-hmm. The Seahawks are good. Their defense is, Rams.
It used to be that
Rams are good. I think they upgraded with Matthew Stafford. I think they'll be great.
I think they upgraded too.
Matthew Stafford is a great quarterback.
And then the Niners, they were just riddled with injuries last season, and when everyone's healthy again, I think
Trey Lance.
I don't know. I don't know if Trey Lance will start. Maybe they'll keep Jimmy Garoppolo.
Wasn't there talks about him getting traded away?
I don't think they never traded him. I think
they never went through with that.
I think it'd be smart to keep him.
Jimmy G's whole career has been a mystery. Like, he plays for the Patriots, and he's been like chilling in the backup position.
He's won what, he two rings over there. Didn't he win two rings with them too?
Probably the greatest quarterback, greatest backup of all time. You know, then you never know. Every person has a role for a Super Bowl champion, and that clipboard, man, you can see the grease, like his thumbprints from all the wear and tear of holding in the same spot, that same pencil grip. I mean, it's not the same because he has to go through so many pencils throughout the season because he's such a good writer of clipboards. And, you know, and then he went all the way over to the 49ers. He got all these high expectations, ripped his leg off, came back, got paid, and then overthrew someone to win a Super Bowl. And then everyone hates him. So. Yeah.
That's what happened.
When was Jimmy G's peak? Was it when he tore his ACL? Because he was good?
Did he ever peak? He went to the Super Bowl.
That postseason, I think the stats show he threw for like 200 yards total. That postseason.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because in the NFC
he was like the Ryan Tannehill when they went to the AFC Championship. He like never threw the ball. They just gave it to Derrick Henry, and he had 200 yards a game.
Yeah, the 49ers made it through the playoffs. Yeah, fantasy-wise. The 49ers made it to the playoffs not because of Jimmy G. It wasn't because Jimmy G was out playing teams. It was because they were running the ball effectively, and their defense was next level.
And they also have the best fullback in the game. So
when you have the best fullback in the game, I mean – does the team really even stand a chance? So,
yeah,
not really. So,
I mean, what about what do you think is going to happen with the real Aaron Rodgers?
He is getting married to Shailene Woodley. There's that.
Well, good for him.
I mean, sadly, the Pat McAfee show got me to have a soft heart for Aaron Rodgers. So now I'm like, I have to play hate him because I hate it when
the people. He's good. I just don't know if he's as good as he thinks he is.
I mean, he was told, hey, we're going to draft your replacement, and they won an MVP. Michael Jordan went, well, he didn't really have the flu for the flu game. Yeah, he was actually hungover. And so then that's not a good analogy. I mean, he's told that, oh, you're a bum, and then won an MVP. And then while that happened, they just didn't go for it on fourth down for some reason. And then because it's the fake owner of the team decided
but
that
you
he
see,
have to ruin Aaron Rodgers' life.
With that in particular, you know, he likes to blame the coach and the owner for not going for it on fourth down. But he could have ran into the end zone on third down.
He could have.
Yeah. He was right there. So he can't just say, oh, we would have won if we'd gone for it. Because he made a decision to not run the ball.
I mean, this I heard something from another place that the Packers every time a quarterback has made it for them in 16 years, that 16th yeah. year is usually a curse year, and then yeah. the Packers suffer for quite a long time, maybe like not even a whole season, and they yeah. find their next legend quarterback. Bart Starr yeah. played 16 seasons for the Packers. Brett Favre played 16 seasons for the Packers, and now Aaron Rodgers has played 16 seasons with the Packers. Mm-hmm. So almost that's what's 32 plus 16, 48 yeah. years of great quarterback play. So I mean, I think the Packers can just get over it. So
I guess the question
yeah, no kidding.
For the Packers is Aaron Rodgers going to like – prove himself to everyone this season, or is he going to, because he's pissed at the Packers, just like, you know, phone it in?
What?
I don't think he has to prove anything.
Yeah.
I think no. just because he's our, everyone knows, I mean, he has an MVP and Super Bowl win under his belt. I don't think he has to do anything like that. So, I think teams are like I was shocked that they turned down or what the Niners offered them. I thought that was huge, and they ended up turning it down. It'd be interesting to see where he goes or what teams offer him, or if he does stick out the season or his contract. I'm not sure how much longer he has on this contract, but
yeah,
it would be interesting to see where he ends up, or he can retire. Unretired
on purpose
signed by a new team, and then
drive down his price to the point where the Packers have to release him. Then, who would be the most annoying fan base for the Packers? Would it be the Bears? Would it be the Vikings or the Lions?
Vikings probably.
So those obnoxious fans. I mean, the Bears would be fun, but those obnoxious Vikings fans, and then they go win a Super Bowl. And then they'll be very, very extremely obnoxious towards Packers fans and call Packers fans losers because Aaron Rodgers would actually be a Viking, kind of like Brett Favre is. And then
I think that would make it even worse because they followed his footsteps.
Exactly. He's like, I wouldn't be surprised if Aaron's on the phone and be like, how did you deal with this crap? And he was like, dude, I just fake retired like 12 times and then they get me. Yeah. It works. Get you a couple of playoff wins out of it. So, but, I mean, I don't even want to say poor Aaron Rodgers, but it's just like, you don't know, I guess you don't know what you have until it's gone.
Yeah.
But the Packers haven't experienced that. So they have all their eggs in the Utah State quarterback's basket. So, Jordan Love. I don't know how much the Green Bay Nation will love how well he plays. You know, there's a Skip Bayless pun, I guess. But they're going to turn into LeBron fans because it's not going to be called Jordan Love anymore. It's going to be called Jordan Hate. There's that one. All right. Wow. All right. I'll go home. So.
Wow. There you go.
Do we have any other takes about the draft? Anything about baseball season? Bryce Harper got hit in the face with a fastball. I've been waiting for this moment for years. I kind of wish he got Dansby Swanson.
I have one thing for the draft.
Jason Hayward. Go on.
So Texans defense was absolute ass all last season. Okay. We waited until the fifth round to pick up any type of defensive player.
Who'd you get?
We got Garrett Wallow from TCU.
Does he play a defensive end?
No, he's an inside linebacker.
I love it. Oh, man.
So that
you hate to see it.
Sucks. We're clearly not in a rush to fix our defense if we're drafting our first defensive player in the fifth round.
Well, I mean, you get rid of everything, you know.
Wasn't even your first pick in the fifth round.
No, because we ended up getting Brevin Jordan from Miami, a tight end.
Brevin? That sounds like a Draper Utah.
Yeah, that's
name.
Not a real name. Oh, no, Connor, we can't.
Probably the seventh kid that's forgotten about And they were saying, you know what? I don't really like the name.
I like Taquan. This kid's name's Taquan. No, Taquan.
The Jequel.
Taquan. This guy's name is Isaiah with two H's. Interesting.
The H is silent?
Okay, I also love looking at all the names of these players that get drafted. I think, D'Amador, I think they're all great.
Like last week's, who died?
Connor has been having some issues. That's why he's been silent for the past couple minutes.
Oh, wow. I'm so out of the zone that I forgot.
But wow. I have a theory that 90% of football players started playing football so that people would stop making fun of their names.
Oh, that's a fact.
And you know, just looking through these names, we are like Alex Leatherwood.
I mean, heck of a name though.
That's true. He could have gone into porn.
He could have, but he wouldn't have made as much money.
That's true.
I'd like to point out that BYU, we had a player go second to very last in the draft. Dax Milne.
So, Dax with an X?
He was 258th pick.
Dax is a new name that's been running around the kids nowadays. I kind of am scared of it. I don't like it.
Dax?
There were three BYU players picked in the very last round.
Wow, a lot of people. There were a lot of people picked from BYU in this draft in general.
Jermar, heck of a name.
Okay, what do we do? Seaweeks can't join back in.
Here, let me. I'll add him right here. Boom, coach. Oh no, not. The coach I work for, is named Coach in it too, and I almost sent the Care to Discuss link to him, and I would have been scared.
That would have been hilarious.
I would have loved to hear a different name, a different voice. I'd love to hear
his takes.
Oh, he has a good take. He said he doesn't think Justin Fields will be good because he didn't really go through a lot of adversity. And he says that he likes having his quarterbacks like play against really good teams with lesser talent. Like his team is lesser talent, the quarterback. How well does he play against big teams like Alabama or or like Ohio State?
Yeah.
So it's like you would like how you want him to go like push through some crap, I guess. That's what he was saying. I'm like, oh, okay, that's interesting. So then he didn't like Mac Jones. I don't think then Trevor Lawrence, he's like, oh, he's just a bona fide dude. That was his take for the draft. So, but whatever. Did he make it back?
I don't hear.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I sent him the link.
But on to baseball, Astros are half a game out of first place. So we've been playing well.
Way to go. Houston needs some good news in the sports world, that's for sure.
Yeah, because it has not been good. Here's the thing with our division. So the run differential, right? We are plus 33 in the run differential category. And everyone else is either so it ranges from minus 8 to minus 21. We have by far the best run differential.
Well,
and here's the thing. That means the Giants are in first place in their division.
The battle. Oh, no. I don't
like
the Giants.
To connect. Seaweeks is unable to connect.
Might have lost right. Coach Science.
So Coach Science is a... RIP. I mean, we can cut this out, or not even cut it out. Just so you said the Astros have the highest run differential in the MLB, which is something that
no, we don't. But we have so there's quite a few teams that have like a so we have plus 33. There's quite a few teams that have that. The highest is plus 34 by the Dodgers. But the Braves need to pick it up.
They haven't been hitting
12 and 14. Well, they've been struggling against the Blue Jays.
They were winning, but we'll see. I'm looking for the team stats. There it is. Okay.
I heard an interesting take this week where someone was telling me that baseball game or baseball tickets should be free because the baseball teams don't make that much money on tickets anyway. Most of it's from concessions and whatnot. And if it were free, more people would show up to these games anyway.
Yeah. I mean, they would go to the games and they would like spend money on the concessions, and then, but like the volume of free tickets. But then after a while, if you make them free, then the demand would be like so low, but then people like to go to a free game. And then they would make it so you would subscribe to them, and then you would have to pay for tickets.
That'd be soon. Yeah.
They're going to give us microtransactions at the ball field.
Maybe they could do like guaranteed seats, and then the rest of the seats that they don't sell could be for free.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't care about baseball.
I care about baseball the Braves suck.
It's just that we don't have a team in North Carolina. Who am I supposed to follow? The Knights?
True.
Not even a real team.
Follow the Astros. We'll take you.
I would say go be a Braves fan, but I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Yeah, Astros play at 11:10 tomorrow. So, 11:10 here.
I might jump on the Astros bandwagon if they're doing so good.
Hey, I would.
Yeah. I mean,
that's a trick.
People hate them.
If I were new to football, I'd jump on the Alabama bandwagon. You gotta go for the people who are doing the best.
Exactly.
Ooh, you know, that's my advice to you, Josh, is just to choose the best team.
Exactly. Then you'll never have a losing season.
Yeah. Something to think about when you're thinking about switching from the Texans, you know.
Well, Chloe's already made Chiefs. The switch. Chloe's already made the switch. She's no longer a Texans fan. She's a Buccaneers fan since we went to Tampa Bay.
Good
call. She loved it. So yeah.
Tampa's a good place until you have to see the people that go there. Like, if they're a Florida fan, then oh,
go Gators!
There were a lot of Gator stuff down there.
But did they have jorts on, and were they kissing their sisters?
No, that's more on the East Coast.
They had jorts on. They went to Daytona.
That's more in like Jacksonville area. We were in Tampa.
Okay, so there's a little bit more fun things to do. They got a big old orange juice in the sky called Tropicana Field. How was Tampa, by the way? Was it
warm? Oh, it was great. Fantastic.
I want
to It's a great time of year to go to Florida.
Yeah, it was really nice. No complaints. Great food, great atmosphere. We saw the Yankees spring training stadium. That thing's shocking. Well, I guess it's not shockingly, but it's massive for their spring training.
I guess they have a lot of stuff in their training.
Yeah, it's just down the street from the Bucks stadium.
Well, there you go.
Which that one's massive too.
Wow. I just saw a score. And the Pacers are winning 149-86.
Wow.
150 points. That's ridiculous.
But well, they're going to be running sprints at practice.
I mean, do NBA players even practice? No, I think the most I've heard about just a practice like, is Allen Iverson.
I think it's a gym than a practice.
I mean, they just play man to man and play. There's not really any strategy anymore. You just shoot a three or dunk. If you can't do either, you don't play.
It's that classic statistics graph that shows them slowly over the years moving either right below the basket or to the three-point line. Where it used to be all around the court.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
Do we have any other?
We lost Coach Science, so.
We'll have to see how he is next week.
Yes, he might have gotten attacked by a person.
Oh, that's not good.
I hope he. Yeah. It might be the IRS.
Oh,
maybe
they'll be coming after us.
They'll get you.
Tune in next week until we're off of All right. Discuss.
Love you guys.
Go Dukes.
Love you. Go Dukes. Bye bye.